You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
This particular segment, we usually have a people or a person, you know, that we are profiling. But today we are profiling an entire group. It is a Jehovah Shalom a cappella Golden Buzzer winner, finalist in the East Africa's Got Talent Season 19, I understand, and season one of Hipipo Music Award winners. All male singing group of six that are, of course, hardworking and talented. And I believe that they will be represented by you, Elijah, who's joining us on the line. Good evening, Elijah.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
How are you today?
I'm excited, and I'm so excited. I'm happy, and I'm thankful to God. I'm alive.
Yeah, all sorts of good things, and you know, all these good things are just coming from you today.
Amen. It is so, it's so amazing to be here.
Yes.
And, I mean, for the very first time.
Yeah.
And AWR, SID Media.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing to be. And the name that you have used, or the name that you use for the show, it is amazing in a way.
Is it?
Shapeshifters.
Yes. Shapeshifters.
It's not an easy name.
Yeah,
someone
definitely.
Someone who can challenge the status quo and introduce new ideas.
Definitely.
You know, somebody who has a different, a special impact to people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing name, yeah.
Definitely. And talking about the people who can impact and shape and change things, we are talking about Jehovah Shalom a cappella. And that's why, of course, you are coming in at this particular juncture of our show. But yeah, how was the traveling?
Well, the traveling has been amazing as well. Not,
yeah,
not very long, then, but not very short.
Yeah,
yeah, we can't complain for sure. We
complain. Fantastic!
We thank the Lord, we successfully made it to South Africa.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So there's no fatigue right now.
Not really. Not that I know of. I'm actually getting ready to, you know, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic, fantastic. All right, that's really great. And welcome to South Africa. And thank you so much as well for joining us on the show for this particular segment. Are you alone there or are the gents there?
I have with me the best of the team, who is Mr. Nacho Wufa.
Okay.
Mr. Asa Sembubu.
Yeah.
He's right here besides me. He just let me to do that talking, but he can as well say hi.
Indeed. You just want to, you know, greet him as well. Menyar, how are you?
Hello. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking. And how's you?
Ah, we are fine. Beside, how are you doing?
We are very
fine. Greetings to the listeners.
Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't hide in the background there. We also want to hear your voice, you know. We don't want to hear it only when you're singing, but also we want to hear your voice. So don't hide in the background there.
All right. You know, I am a trainer.
Yeah.
So I keep switching my voice.
Oh, I see.
So I may not talk in bass as just like that.
Ah, I see. So we're gonna reserve that bass for the singing. So we'll you know, just so that it's not disturbed. And well, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time, Elijah. Tell us a little bit about the group. When did it start, and perhaps maybe what was the reason for starting this particular group, and why a cappella, not your mainstream?
We are an a cappella group. Gospel vocal group from Kampala, Uganda. And a six-member male vocal a cappella group.
Yeah.
We specialize in a cappella music ministry.
Mm.
And we're based from Kampala, Uganda. That's where we, you know... That's where we base from, then to the entire and to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when did the group start?
Well, we started way back in 2008.
Mm.
Yeah, but officially in 2009.
Yeah.
We started as something we don't normally talk about. We started as a choir.
Oh, okay.
And yes, we had a few girls. I don't know if they'll be listening right now, but you know, maybe.
Yeah.
We had Mabel and we had Grace.
Yeah.
And we had Camila. So we had three girls, and the rest of the boys were me,
yeah,
Amos, and Asaph and Kato. So we were three girls and four boys. So we were a choir. We used to call ourselves the remnant choir, because by then we were from a school where we used to sing as remnant kids. But then when we came to the high school, we were like, okay, we need to call ourselves remnant choir.
Yes, I see.
So when you came to 2008, that was 2006. That's right. So then 2008, we said, no. We need to explore a couple of music.
Yeah.
Then we can do something by ourselves if we start, you know, a male group. So, that was the genesis. Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
And by then we were at Nakase KST Secondary School.
Yeah.
Yes, a 7-8-man school in a district, a local district, one of the districts in Uganda. Yes.
Fantastic. Just for formalities, for people who may not know, so you've introduced the two of you. There's four others as well, or maybe are there others who are also accompanying you? Do you want to just give a sense of the people in the group for people who may not know the group?
Of course. We had already introduced ourselves, myself and the bassa. We have the baritone singer, that is Mr. Kato, who is not here, but they'll be joining us in a few. We'll be having some time. But then we have the baritone singer, that's Kato, and the alto singer, that is Waswa. So Waswa and Kato happen to be twins. Twins. Oh, yeah. So who I follow? Interestingly.
Okay.
Biologically. Yeah, biologically.
Okay.
So the lead the tenor singer, that is Luima Joseph, followed by another second lead singer, who is James Waswa.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yes.
And what part do you sing, Elijah? You didn't say.
Well, the part I do lead. But I also train. I do musical arrangements in most of the music arrangements and the trainer. You tell the trainer?
Yeah.
Yeah, if that sounds good, yeah.
Okay. I can hear I can hear the trainer thing in your voice as well. It keeps going up and down, so I can tell. You're the trainer. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And coming all the way, I want to go back to Remnant Choir. That was the name of when you started as a choir and you then went and changed into Jehovah Shalom. What was the reason for the change, both in the name? Was there a change now in the focus of the group?
Let's talk about the name first.
Yeah.
The name, Asaph, happens to be a pastor's child.
Okay.
We call them pastor kids.
PKs.
And so he's a pastor kid, and his father is Pastor Sembus, one of the prominent and one of the biggest pastors in Uganda. So his father saw us, you know, when we were very small, trying to focus on ministry, but we were so young and didn't know much about what we were doing. But nevertheless, we were focused on going forward. But then he was like, okay, you guys, I think the Lord spoke to him, and he just woke up one day and said, you guys, the Lord said you guys need to be Jehovah Shalom singers. He got it from Leviticus 6:24. That's where he got the name from. From then we started calling ourselves Jehovah Shalom Choir. Remember, we were still a choir.
And then
that was the genesis of Jehovah Shalom Choir.
Yeah.
Jehovah Shalom Choir. Yes.
Yeah. And if
so
I...
You also mentioned about a cappella. How a cappella comes to play. So a cappella... So You know, when we were still performing with our sisters, it was amazing. And the Lord was blessing us, going places, however young we were. We got a few challenges. I don't know where we're, I don't know. I think we shall come to that.
We'll
come to the part of challenges.
Yeah.
But one of the challenges we got is where we, there were females and, you know, we could not sing for so long. Let's say we want to stay up a bit late. These are females, they're still young. The parents will be calling, hey, when are you coming home? You're safe, where are you with? You know? So somehow we got inconvenienced and along the way. So we were like, okay, perhaps we should try to sing. Even if they're not around, we've just found ourselves singing. And somehow the harmony and somehow it just... The Lord, I mean, the Spirit spoke to us, and you know, we were like, we could do it.
Even
if, you know, we're not here, we still could do it. So somehow it kind of driven us to the point of, you know, why don't we also start a ministry when we were singing, just like we are. If our sisters are not here or they are here, we can still push it forward.
So, yes.
That's how the fire started to, you know, burn. Of we can minister the way we are. Whether they're here or they're not here, let's keep pushing it. So that's how we that's how the a cappella can comes. How it comes to play.
Okay. Yes, that
makes... So but then we were just four.
Yeah.
Just me, Asaf, Waswa and Keto, the twins. So just four of us. So we start moving nations. Nations of Uganda singing a cappella. So along the way Jose comes in. And then after Jose joins, after a few years, then James joins us. So we become singers.
Okay. Fantastic. Let me hear from the bass singer there. Right?
Of course.
The bass singer, please tell us.
Hello.
What has been some of the challenges the group has faced over the years? That's me trying to speak bass with you there, so I'm sure you can hear me.
Oh, the challenges.
Yes.
Since this group was new.
Yeah.
I mean, the kind of music we were singing in Uganda.
Yeah.
People couldn't know the kind of music. For them, they used to sing music with the tracks, you know.
Yes.
They mime choirs. Yes. Such a kind.
Sure.
They mime music. So for us, we came up as a cappella group. We would use our plain vocals.
Yes.
And
yes.
This was new.
Yeah.
Some of the people would wonder, what are they trying to do? Let them go and record.
Yeah.
But for us, we kept consistent, and at the end of the day, they began to pick up slowly but slowly.
Yeah.
And embraced a cappella later on.
Yeah. Okay. So it was a change, a shift of sort from the way things were done to now, you know, embracing this thing and miming. That's interesting. So people do mime.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought that thing was long gone and people, you know, don't do that. But it's interesting to hear that people do mime. That's an interesting one, hey? And for you, do you think music is a thing that found you? How did you find yourself in music and singing? Or you've always known from a young age? You know how musicians like yourself will say, I knew from one. I'm like, a lie. How did you know from one? So was music a thing for you?
Right from my childhood, right from my childhood, I've been a good musician. I used to play the band, this brass band, like that. But as time went on, I began to compose music, write, like that.
Yeah.
But a challenge came in since I was a student.
Yeah.
I had to balance the two, which became a hard nut to crack.
Yes. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that became a great challenge to me. But all in all, when you are serving the Lord,
yes,
He also stands
yes.
by your side, and you find that everything runs on well.
Ah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. I'm sure people can't wait to hear that bass when you guys are doing the concert. But we're going to talk about the concert very soon, right? So I want to hear, Elijah, yeah. Just from yourself, Elijah, there around, you know, the journey so far, I'm sure that the group has gone through, like, you know, our boys there has said that, you know, there's been challenges of not understanding the music and mm-hmm. where the group was going and the kind of direction it was taking. I think you also mentioned challenges around when you're traveling, you know, there's always those challenges that you've had to face, especially as you move from a choir to now moving into an a cappella group and finding your feet there and all those sort of stuff. What are the high points? Because I really don't want us to sit on the challenges and whatever, but I'm sure there were high points on the journey that, you know, even though it was difficult, but there were some points that you're like, yes, we are on the right track.
Well, the highest, okay, there have been some high points along, you know, from, you know, we were able to take part in the, East Africa's Got Talent.
Yes.
Of course, okay, before I even go to the East Africa's Got Talent, we were able to start, you know, performing at the general conference, not the general conference, it's the field. I think it's the union, by then, Uganda Union conventions, the National SDA Prayer Convention in Uganda. Yes, we got an opportunity to go and perform. Some of the ministers, we were part of the ministers. It was an achievement by then, you know. So, and we used to be called in places. We used to perform on people's weddings.
Sure.
It was an achievement by then, you know.
Sure,
But then moving from that to another point, we also, certainly we got part of... we featured in the East Africa's Got Talent, the first season of its kind.
And
we were able to scoop some, you know, achievements, like winning a golden buzzer with our performance of We Shall Sing a Cappella. And by the way, we are in South Africa. I don't know if the listener is understanding what we are talking
about. I am coming there. I'm still coming there. I'm just giving them a foundation we are coming there.
Being part of the East Africa's Got Talent.
Yes.
The other thing is we've won quite multiple awards, locally in our country, like in Uganda. But then also there's one recently. There's one we have been awarded African Achievements Award. It's the latest, but it's an international award.
Yeah.
I think it's first of its kind that we've. One, and we give glory to God.
Indeed.
And we are also going on tour.
Okay.
To Australia. Tour in August, September, October. Yes, we are excited about that.
Oh, wow.
And we are in South Africa here.
Yes.
We are going places by the power of the living. And besides me here is Jose, so I don't want to be alone.
Hi, Jose.
Jose is in the house.
So hi, Jose. How's it?
To say something for sure. Yeah.
Yes, praise the Lord.
How are you? How are you today?
I'm very okay. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. I'm told because you are late, you're going to buy me a present.
Are you sure?
So because you're late, you're going to buy me a present. But welcome, Jose. Thank you so much for taking it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, particularly, Jose, the part that you sing in the group.
Okay. I sing what they call the baritone voice.
The baritone. Did you just change to your baritone voice right there?
Okay, now... Some people call it tenor.
Okay.
I don't know, because we have what they call harmonies, and then we have what they call the vocal types.
Mm, mm.
So, but when we are singing harmonies, I do tenor.
Okay.
So, yeah, but the type of voice or the range that I sing in.
Yeah.
It's a baritone voice.
Ah, it's a baritone voice. Did you hear that? Yeah, yes, I hope our listeners are hearing that as well.
Yes. So, the other thing that I do.
Yeah.
In a group, I do production.
Okay.
For the audio production.
Yes.
So I always produce the songs that you listen to. Yeah, mostly a cappella.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Then you are the right person I should talk to. We played three songs earlier on from yourselves. Mm-hmm. We played Love Lifted Me. We played Moment by Moment. And then we played Glory, mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I want to go to the one that we started with, which is Love Lifted Me. What was the inspiration behind the song? And what does the song mean to you all as a group?
Okay. Now, this song is, if you listen to the lyrics of this song, Love Lifted Me. This song speaks to each one of us differently. So we have so many things that the Lord has done for us. We have so many testimonies.
Yes.
Individual testimonies.
Yes.
And it's all because of God's love.
Yes.
That we are alive. It's about God's love that we are who we are right now.
Yes.
Because some people who know us, they can tell, they like 10 years behind the road.
Yeah.
If you can see our pics, our videos we used to make and everything, you can know that really,
yes,
it is the love of God. Not that these guys are maybe the best, but it's just because of the love of God.
Yes. Ah, yes, fantastic. Sir. So Love Lifted Me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, fantastic. And then this Moment by Moment one.
Yes, sir.
What does it mean? What was the inspiration?
Okay. Now that song, if you listen to it,
yeah,
you can hear that somehow the rhythm was alternated. And that inspiration was done by my brother Elijah.
Okay.
He's very good at that. He can come up with a certain rhythm.
Yeah.
And you hear that the song, it has somehow changed, but in a better way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you listen to the harmonies.
Yeah.
That song, you can hear that five harmony part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you continue to listen to the lyrics, there's a way the lyrics blend with those harmonies and they speak something.
Yeah,
the song is so emotional. Personally, whenever I feel those lyrics, whenever I hear the lyrics, plus the harmonies, I feel like I wanna cry.
Sure.
So yeah, that's one of my best songs.
It's a beautiful song.
Because of the harmonies, the way the harmonies were arranged.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Fantastic. That's a beautiful song. All right. No, thanks, Jose. Really appreciate it. And we look forward to hearing your baritone when you do, of course, the concert that's coming up. But I want to just wrap up then with Elijah. I don't know if there's any other members that have also arrived that want to say hi there.
Yes.
Oh, so James. Wait, Jose. So how many have just arrived?
James?
James.
So it's Jose, it's James, and who else?
And Asaf.
Asaf. Mm-hmm. So the three of you are the ones that are late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so so you see where I'm going, ne?
Mm-hmm,
I'm expecting three gifts from the three of you. Maybe a ticket or something, you know. That's where we go.
Yes, sir. Now, the best gift that we can give you, my brother.
Yeah.
I think we can ask the Father to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Elijah.
And even the Holy Spirit has so many gifts.
Elijah.
So, yes.
Elijah.
Yes, sir.
I need to tell on Jose, because is Jose the money person here? Because he seems to be counting the monies and is like, no, instead of giving you a ticket, I'll give you the Holy Spirit. Like,
of the money.
I knew it. I knew it that Jose is the money person here.
He does not let it go just like that. No, you can't allow that. No, brother, I just wanted to give you the best of the best. Very smart already.
No, he's very smart. You know, Jose is very smart. He's very diplomatic, you know, like, hey, let's give you the Holy Spirit. No, man.
Yes.
But no, thanks, Jose. It's a pleasure to meet you together with Asaf there, and I really appreciate it. As we wrap it up there, Elijah, I just want to talk about where is the group going? I suppose your short-term, medium-term, 10-year, long-term plan, if there is.
Wow.
Yes.
I think, brother,
I'm gonna cover that point.
Yeah.
You know, in the meantime, you see, I believe we envision, you know, having a larger music catalog.
Yeah.
One of the largest music catalogs is a cappella in Africa.
Yes.
And, you know, with a stronger presence in the industry.
Yeah.
Not just the SDA or the Christian, you know, circles, but you know, our goal is to entirely to be able to reach to that person.
Just
the Christian or even the non-Christian.
Yeah.
They listen to the lyrics, the music, they get to believe that there is indeed a Jesus, a living Jesus who is able to save us from our sins.
Yes.
And not just us. We would like to inspire, like we've already inspired some young upcoming, you know.
Yes.
And not just to inspire,
but
also if they are willing and open to be able to train the young groups that are coming. Because I know within 10 years, we would have reached a certain level of expertise in music, in the music industry. Not just the music industry, but in the music ministerial industry.
Sure.
That we'll be able to, you know, transform the young upcoming generation.
That's
Join
really
my
deep.
Brother, James, at this point, to be able to give us, you know, a way forward in the 10. Where we see ourselves in 10 years from now.
Yeah.
This is James talking.
Yes. Hi, James.
And I hope you're fine.
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Yourself?
Oh, that's good. I'm okay. And
it's a bit
thank
singer.
You.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Thank you for hosting this show. May God bless you.
Thank you so much. Don't worry, it will be very easy for us to put you, the face to the voice, on Saturday, because now we know you are the lead singer.
Good.
So anyone that leads on Saturday, we know James.
Yes. I just want to add something small.
Yeah.
In 10 years, all we want to do is to be an inspiration. We want to a great impact. A great impact whereby many people or the whole world can stand and say they have really done a great job in serving the Lord. So this impact will come along with very many things, of course. It will come along with things like having a music school whereby people can actually carry on this talent.
Yeah.
And they're like, if the Jehovah Shalom have managed to do to make it this far, I think we can still carry on this kind of the same thing, because we don't want it to fade at the end of the day. We still want this music or this ministry to continue, because you know we are getting old. You know?
Yeah,
we are growing, so we really want this same kind of thing to carry on.
Yeah,
so it will involve very many things, of course. Having music schools, big studios everywhere, and the whole world. We want the whole world to have that impact. That the Jehovah Shalom are doing a really, really great work on their part.
Fantastic.
So there's a lot involved in that, but we pray that the Lord helps us. To have that great impact or that positive impact to the young generation.
Fantastic. All right, I want to wrap it up then with you there, James. You have a concert that's coming up this particular Sabbath. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? I know it starts at 4 p.m.
The concert?
Yes. You're not doing a concert this weekend?
The worship experience.
Yeah, it's a worship experience, and I'm asking everyone out there who's listening to invite all your friends, and let's just not miss this show. We are going to worship God, like real worshiping God, and you guys are going to feel that we are actually worshiping God, because that is the whole point. That is the whole idea. We just want to worship God, and because He has done a lot of great things in our lives, and all we can do is, you know, worship Him and send on this message to everyone out there. So we're asking that you come and attend this show. Call your neighbor, call your brother, call your family, call everyone, and let us worship God together.
Fantastic. Yes. And where are you doing this, the venue?
So it's going to be at Rosebank Estate Church. At Santon. Rosebank Estate Church, Santon. And you'll help us take the honor to tell people more about this, because I know you know a lot about it.
So yes, we do.
Because right now, that's what we can have right now. Inviting friends and families to sing with them, along with them. And we have one of the best worship sessions as we dig deep into this year.
Indeed. Yeah, fantastic. Indeed, definitely this coming Sabbath worship experience at Cedar Woods, that is where, of course, Rosebank SDA Church is in Santon. Gentlemen, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to join us and talk to us this evening. And we look forward to this worship experience this coming Sabbath. Amen. And may God bless your ministry. As you tour Australia as well, I wish all the best. We shall connect again during that time to see how things are going. And preparations as well for that tour in Australia. But welcome to South Africa, and may you have a beautiful experience.
Amen.
Indeed. Amen. God bless. Goodbye.
God bless you. Goodbye.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.